This is the Stampede Blue Podcast, the official podcast of the Indianapolis Colts on the SB Nation Podcast Network. I'm David Walker, and on today's podcast, guys, this is a tough one. We head into week 11, heading back home to Indianapolis, but it's to host one of the best teams in the NFL right now, the 8-1 Philadelphia Eagles. 1 p.m. Eastern is the kickoff. The Colts at 4-5-1 are clinging to the last vestiges of playoff hopes. At this point, they've got to win out to have a chance of making it into the postseason. Obviously, I don't think many people expect that to happen, and this is probably one of the most difficult matchups remaining for Indianapolis. So let's jump into it. All right, as for the injuries going into this game, it's a tale of two teams. The Colts are a bit banged up, and unfortunately, the Eagles are less so. The Colts have already ruled out two guys. The biggest name here, defensive end Kwity Paye, who came back last week, did have to leave the game early with the ankle injury, and it looks like he may have re-aggravated it, and he will not be playing on Sunday. Paye has been one of our best defenders in the front four this year. I think he's second, third in sacks, and that's with having missed game time. He has taken that leap, and he in that second year for him, he will not be out there on Sunday. That's going to be a big loss, especially as the Eagles are a team that's going to want to run the ball, and Paye is a big part of being able to stop the run. Likewise, rookie tight end Jelani Woods with a shoulder injury has also been ruled out. Questionable for the Colts. Several guys here with a quote-unquote illness, and this definitely is something to keep an eye on. But linebacker Zaire Franklin is questionable with an illness. Cornerback Isaiah Rogers with an illness. So two starters here, really concerning. Rogers in particular has been just phenomenal this year and honestly has deserved to be a permanent starter in the lineup, and hopefully these guys recover in time for Sunday's game. Likewise, maybe the most concerning add to the list was tackle Braden Smith with a back injury. He was a new add on Friday as not participating, and generally something like that, especially when it comes to the back, that is really concerning. If he's not out there, I would expect Dennis Kelly to step in and fill in at right tackle. But hopefully Smith will be out there on Sunday. As for the Eagles, they have only ruled out one player at this point, and that is cornerback Josh Jobe with a hamstring injury. Otherwise, they fully expect to have most of their roster, obviously with the exception of tight end Dallas Goedert, who has been injured and will be out for an extended period of time. Likewise, the Eagles going into this game, being one of the top teams in the NFL, added two more names to the roster, and it's in the front four. Not something Colts fans want to hear. They added longtime veteran defensive tackle Linval Joseph, who, in my opinion, over his time in the league, was criminally underrated. Very, very good defensive tackle. And then they added, I think the next day or the day after, Ndamukong Suh. They are doubling down on going all in on winning it this year. The 8-1 Philadelphia Eagles adding even more depth to an already impressive defensive line, which is absolutely terrifying if you're a Colts fan with this struggling offensive line, to hear that these two names have been added really as rotational pieces, guys that, you know, just a few years ago were high quality starters and clearly looking to jump onto a team here to, you know, ride it to another potential championship in the case of Sue. Great additions for the Eagles, opposite so for the Colts. All right, how do these two teams rank going into Sunday's game? First, on offense, the Colts are 28th overall. Not a big surprise there. They are 10th in passing. Guys, I say this every week. I don't understand it. It's whatever. We're moving past that. They are 21st in rushing, which actually they moved up pretty substantially here, obviously on the back of what JT did last week to the Raiders. The Eagles, 5th in overall offense, 17th in passing, which is a little bit surprising. Ninth in rushing, though. They are a very, very good offense with a legitimate MVP candidate in Jalen Hurts. On defense, the Colts are right in the middle of the pack. They're 15th. They're 16th against the pass, 15th against the run. And I think this tracks with what we've seen in the games. They are a good defense at times. At times, they give up a little bit too much. So this feels like, you know, really where the Colts do belong in rankings. They're 15th in sacks with 25 overall, 14th in pressure percentage at 23%, and 13th in hurry percentage at 8.4%. As for the Eagles, they are the 6th ranked defense. They are number 2 against the pass. Tough assignment for Matt Ryan and the wide receivers. They are 17th against the run, so you'd have to imagine that they are going to focus on, the Colts should focus on getting JT the ball and winning on the ground. That seems like their best opportunity in this game. The Eagles are 5th in sacks with 29 overall, 6th in pressure percentage at 24.6%, 14th in hurry percentage at 8.2%. This is a team that can get to the quarterback. Obviously, not something we want to hear with the Colts having gone back to Matt Ryan to try to get them on the right track for the rest of this season. This is not the team that I think the Colts and Colts fans want to see this offensive line have to go up against, but the schedule is the schedule. As for these two teams coming into this game, obviously the Colts, the talk of the NFL recently with Jeff Saturday, new interim head coach, having taken over last week and winning his first game on the road against a reeling Las Vegas Raiders team. And honestly, you know, we talked about the win after that game. It was great for Saturday. Parks Frazier called a great game in his first game as interim offensive coordinator. Overall, you know, just sort of a impressive performance from a team that honestly could have had a disastrous week. And putting Matt Ryan back into the starting lineup, having him have a really solid game overall, really just a great way to finish a tumultuous week for the Colts and Jeff Saturday. A lot to be seen as far as what he can do as a head coach. This will be a huge, huge test, obviously, for him and for the Colts under his leadership. As for the Eagles, their first loss of the season was this past week against a division rival in the Washington Commanders. They lost 32-21. And it was a game in which I think no one expected the Commanders to win, especially with Commanders being on their backup quarterback. Carson Wentz still not back for this game. And at this point, you've got to imagine the Eagles are ticked off and really wanting to get back on the right track, because as good as they are, 8-1, they don't have a large lead in the NFC East. The Giants, the unexpected Giants, are 7-2 right behind them. The Cowboys are 6-3, and obviously the Commanders 5-5 just took a game from them. So the Eagles cannot look past this game. This is an important game to them. You would think at 8-1 that they would be running away with the division in the same way the Vikings are. That's not the case. The Giants and Cowboys are really pressing them, and unfortunately that means for the Colts, there's the potential for the Eagles to sort of look past them, I don't think is there as much, because right now they are a team that still has a lot of competition in their division. So I expect this one to be, honestly, a tough matchup. That goes without saying, but I think the Eagles are going to come out swinging in this game. All right, we're going to talk about the specific matchups, how these players and teams look on each side of the field. But before we do that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And we're back on the Stampede Blue podcast. This is David Walker, and we're talking about the upcoming game on Sunday as the Colts return home to host the 8-1 Philadelphia Eagles. Tough, tough game ahead for Jeff Saturday and team. You could be forgiven if you're not expecting a win for the Colts here. And honestly, you know, just up front, let me say this. If the Colts put in a really competitive performance or somehow pull off the win in this game, count me all in on the Jeff Saturday experiment. Obviously, a lot of controversy around that. I don't want to rehash that conversation, but going up against a top-tier team. And make no mistake, the Eagles have to be considered one of the front runners to be the NFC host or the NFC team to go to the Super Bowl. And Jalen Hurts is a legitimate MVP candidate. If you can knock off a team like that or go punch to punch with them as a 4-5-1 team, that says a lot about, you know, your interim head coach. So important measuring stick game, I think, for Jeff Saturday. He clearly wants to show that he belongs here, that he deserves this opportunity. We'll see how this one plays out. But let's get into these two specific teams. So I already mentioned Jalen Hurts, 67.9% completion percentage this year, 2,217 yards, 14 touchdowns, only three interceptions, 106.5 passer rating. He has been sacked, though, 23 times, which is a little bit surprising behind this, you know, really good offensive line. Running back Miles Sanders, sort of in that, you know, fourth year, 143 carries, 710 yards, a very, very healthy 5.0 average, and six touchdowns. Hurts, as a runner, has carried it 94 times for 357 yards and seven touchdowns on the ground. He has absolutely been destroying teams as a runner as well. On top of that, Kenneth Gainwell, 29 carries, 129 yards, 4.4 average, three touchdowns. This team can get it done on the ground. The Colts are going to need to be able to shut down the run if they're going to have any hope of limiting this Eagles offense on the ground. And then you switch over to what they have in the passing game. Obviously, we're very familiar with wide receiver A.J. Brown, and he has just continued to be a dominant receiver. 44 receptions, 725 yards, 16.5 average, and six touchdowns this year with the Eagles. And wide receiver Devonta Smith, 46 receptions, 481 yards, a 10.5 average, three touchdowns. And finally, you know, the missing piece here, and this is going to hurt because, you know, he was a big factor in their offense, tight end Dallas Goedert with 43 receptions, 544 yards, and three touchdowns this year. Obviously injured, won't be in this game, is an important part of this offense. Now, as for the Colts, Matt Ryan is back in the starter's seat. 68.9 completion percentage, 2,230 yards. So he's actually got more passing yards than Jalen Hurts this year. 10 touchdowns, obviously the big painful number here, 9 interceptions, 11 fumbles on the year, 86.8 overall passer rating. He has been sacked 25 times in fewer games than Hurts. But funny enough, you know, you look at those wins on the board for Matt Ryan and the Colts, Matt Ryan has been a big factor in that. He has 5 fourth quarter comebacks. Obviously, one of those did end up being the tie against Houston, and he does have 4 game-winning drives. So this is a very weird year for Matt Ryan. It goes without saying. Running back Jonathan Taylor, 129 carries, 609 yards, a very healthy 4.7 average, only 2 touchdowns. And obviously, the Colts really want him to get going. The Eagles, I think, looking at JT, looking at the state of their ability to stop the run, you know, that was a big factor in bringing in Ndamukong Suh and Linval Joseph, two guys who, you know, historically have been able to you know, really dominate in the middle and shut down the run. We'll see how that plays out. I suspect the Colts really want to get Jonathan Taylor going in this game. I've got to imagine Jeff Saturday is just beating up this offensive line to have their best possible performance when they return back home. Running back Deion Jackson, in relief of Taylor, 41 carries, 123 yards, a 3.0 average, and one touchdown. And the receivers for the Colts, Michael Pittman, 61 receptions for 603 yards, 9.9 average, and one touchdown. Alec Pierce, the rookie, 25 receptions, 396 yards, 15.8 average, really nice, and one touchdown. And Paris Campbell, 39 receptions, 373 yards, but three touchdowns. He has been one of the favorite end zone targets for the Colts this year. On defense, man, when you look at the Eagles, the thing that stands out is they've got great players across the board. This is a terrifying defense, especially in that front four. Defensive tackle Javon Hargrave, 7 sacks, 6 tackles for loss, 9 quarterback hits. Linebacker Hassan Reddick, 6.5 sacks, 5 tackles for loss, 9 QB hits. Josh Sweat, 3.5 sacks, 8 tackles for loss, 12 QB hits. veteran defensive end Brandon Graham, 3 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, 7 QB hits. Defensive tackle Fletcher Cox, 3 sacks, 2 tackles for loss. Guys, this front four is terrifying. They are. This is one thing the Eagles have done very well over the past several years. They just continue to invest in the trenches, offensive line, defensive line. This is a very, very tough unit. You know, the Colts are not shabby. DeForest Buckner, 5.5 sacks, 5 tackles for loss, 14 QB hits. Yannick Ngakoue, who is sort of hot and cold, 5 sacks, 4 tackles for loss, 11 QB hits. Kwity Paye, 4 sacks, 6 tackles for loss. Obviously going to be a big, big, big loss on not having him out there Sunday. And Grover Stewart, man, I keep pounding the table for this guy. 3 sacks from the defensive tackle position, 8 tackles for loss, absolute force in the middle of the defensive line. Look, this is a tough matchup. Let's not beat around the bush. The Eagles look like a team that is going to, again, competitive division, but right now I still have money on the Eagles winning this one out. I'm not sold on the Giants being able to continue. I think the Eagles have the better quarterback situation here. I think they've got all the pieces on defense to keep this run going. And Jalen Hurts, you know, say a couple years ago, people were ready to write him off, and the Eagles just kept sticking with him and sticking with him, and man, it is paying off this year. And it's not just as a runner. He's impressive as a runner. He's impressive on the ground, but he's accurate out of the pocket. And obviously, his leadership has always been a big, big thing that people have talked about, and he has improved every year he's been in the league. I actually feel really good for this guy. He wasn't given much of a chance, and he just kept fighting. The kind of guy you want to root for when you look at these stories in the NFL. And he is a legitimate top quarterback in the league right now. So, and right now the Colts are a team with a lot of question marks. Can the offensive line repeat their performance? This is a night and day difference from the Raiders. The Raiders had a dominant, or the opposite of a dominant defensive line. They have one player, they're worst in the league in getting sacks. And now we're going up against this defensive line. Parks Frazier is going to have his work cut out for him. And look, the Eagles also have players in the secondary. You know, Darius Slay, Bradbury, Gardner Johnson. This is not a shabby defensive secondary either. You just think about that defensive front and what they can do. You're probably hearing a story here, and look, I've seen some people predict an upset, and I love the optimism. I do. But the reality is, this Eagles team is, in my opinion, they're just on a different level right now. I think Saturday is getting more out of these players, and that is not a criticism of Frank Reich. I think sometimes coaches, their message just begins to fall flat, and you need a change. I didn't disagree with moving on from Frank Reich. I think it was probably the right move. I think Saturday is going to get more out of these players. I think he can get more out of the offensive line, which has definitely underperformed so far this year. Will he be able to get enough out of them on Sunday to slow down this pass rush, to slow down this defensive front? Will Parks Frazier, in his second game calling an offense ever, be able to call an offense that can overcome this kind of defense? I tell you what, if they do it, this will become one of the most impressive coaching wins that you will have ever seen from a brand new head coach, a brand new play caller. If they can pull this off, man, like I said earlier, I am all in on the Saturday experiment. But being gut level honest, that is a level of optimism that right now I can't sign up for. They need to prove it to me. I want them to do it. I want them to show us that they deserve that belief in them, and that the Raiders game wasn't just about the Raiders being a terrible franchise right now, that it was about the Colts being a team that is back on the rise. I want to believe it, but they've got to prove it to me. As I see it right now, I can't even predict this one as a close game. I just think the Eagles right now are one of the best teams in the NFL, and coming off of a loss that they didn't want to have in a tight division, they're going to be playing hard. My prediction for this game, Eagles 28, Colts 17. We'll see how this plays out. If they can keep it close or even get the upset, guys, everyone should buy stock in Jeff Saturday after this game. I hope that's how it plays out. I want that to be the story. And we'll be here Sunday to cover it. All right, guys, as for me, if you have feedback, questions, you want to give me hell for my prediction in this game, you can follow me on Twitter, as long as it's up, at NFLDW. And, of course, you can find our articles daily at StampedeBlue.com. This is Dave Walker, crossing my fingers, hoping for that win for the Stampede Blue Cop podcast. Thank you guys for listening in. We'll talk with you next time.